Live?
We're live.
We're back, and we're here with the results of the 2024 election. They just called Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we won. I saw this video of this lady. I saw this video of this lady that was like, oh, man, just holier than art thou, freaking just thinks she knows everything. She was like, well, I'm electoral.
Oh, analyst. That's the best. I saw it.
I went to the store and I bought some champagne to toast Lady President. Listen, I have no qualms with the female president.
Yeah, yeah, just not at a least lady like, idiot.
At least 3 out of the 4 weeks of the month. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But anyways, before we get started, obviously our opinions don't matter. I mean, I would like to say that just because when I see somebody who like oversteps their bounds, and we have no pool, and we also won.
Yeah. So eat it.
Eat it. But I'm just saying, if you don't like our opinions, eat shit. I mean, you don't have to like them. We're just going to like talk about what happened in this election. If you don't want to listen, don't listen. If you do, it's fine. I mean, I don't have like a ton of stuff to say, but I've got my opinions.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm ready to pop off. All right. I've been seeing is people annoying as Dickens online.
Let's do it.
All I do is sit there and like, you know what? I'll start typing.
I've thought about it so many times.
I've thought about it
so many times, and I'm just like, man. So as like our family goes, I'm more of a, like a fly on the wall to these whole entire situations. Like I watch and I listen, but I don't speak up. I don't really want to because I don't. I think social media is a cancer, especially to people that are like...
you can tell because when people are on social media, they act like total chotches. But when you see them in person, you're like, oh, I actually like you.
Yeah, you're kind of cool.
It's a shame that you suck so much ass on social media.
Yeah, wait until I turn my back.
Yeah.
So that you can stab it. I mean, it's just... I don't love it. I don't love social media. I think it's even worse for like some of the older people in this community, our baby boomers or whatever class they fall into. I think it's just bad. I think people think that their opinions matter on both sides. I think that people think their opinions matter more than they do, and that you should probably just go outside and smell some grass because it's just annoying as shit to me. I hear you guys bicker and moan all the time, and I'll tell you, I'm sick of it.
Got to keep on voting, and that we do, folks.
That we do. And if you're wondering,
Dickens, I had a just voted. I voted sticker. Taylor threw hers in the trash. I saw it today.
What?
I mean,
she should have given it to me, but I want to fill out my hat.
I have it not used because I was going to wear it here.
I would like to put it on my hat.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to earn all those.
Yeah, I thought you might. I actually already thought this.
I kind of want to earn all
those.
I was
like, I feel like Zach might want to be like, yeah, that was Trump's third term, Trump's fourth
Vance.
Term.
What's the Middle Eastern?
I'll take a woman Indian for sure. Name. Klobuchar. She's beast.
Oh, she's one of the seven. I've seen some beast sweaters where they're like, I mean, Trump's community he's got behind him. The thing that I'm confused about is that, like, everybody seems to love our politics. The thing that I hate the most is our, like, the reason I love Trump so much is because how much politicians and the media and everyone hates him.
Oh, yeah.
The more they hate Trump,
sign.
The more they hate Trump, the more I love him.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, every person that went out and went and support Kamala Harris, Diddy. I mean, like, they all were, like, affiliates of Diddy, something of the sort. All these people that are scared shitless that Trump would become president, they come out here and support a Kamala because they have no other choice. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know what Megan Thee Stallion shaking her ass in the middle of a
that's a crazy thing. I bet they regret that one.
Congratulations. How about Kamala saying, fans saying Jesus is Lord in the stands, and Kamala says you're at the wrong rally. I bet that was a heavy hitter.
She ran a terrible campaign, and Trump ran the perfect campaign.
And they hype her up like the only thing Trump did that was bad.
Here's the deal.
The only thing that Trump did was bad was Tony Hinchcliffe with the whole Puerto Rican bullshit. I don't know why you would get a roaster to come up. Listen,
I don't even like that guy.
I don't like him either.
I don't like that Stay guy. I never thought he was funny. I guess he's popular.
I think he's
right
funny
now
in the right situation. If you have a celebrity and he's roasting a celebrity, like he did Tom Brady's, and I'm pretty sure that part was funny. Like he got
it's kind of gross. He talked about Kim Kardashian's just getting ran through.
Yeah, I think most of that stuff is gross. But they hype these people up to a point where he's got a level of fame that he's now supporting the president of the United States.
Nobody, whether they'll admit it or not, nobody likes Kamala Harris.
I think we
have seen the last of her. She was only getting votes because
I hate
her
laugh.
Choice.
Her laugh.
People don't like how she laughs. No one thinks she's smart. She's not good at anything. She didn't win any elections. She just got tossed running for president.
Yeah. And Joe Biden, listen, I'm starting to love the Biden family.
Oh, you know he's happier than
Jill wearing all red to the election.
Oh,
that's,
yeah, man, they kicked him out.
That's some symbolism out the ass, saying everything without saying nothing.
Can you believe that Joe Biden is president right now? I mean, it's kind of hard. Like,
it's tough to
you
understand. Yeah, you pretty much are like, it's Kamala versus Trump.
They gave it to Kamala because I keep on being like,
tossed him out like a dog. He hates her.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Dude, he is so funny. I feel so bad for people that hate him so much because
I thought the same thing earlier.
I really
you can't appreciate
you
how great
he is. So
he's
funny.
The funniest person.
He's so
and
funny.
Like, listen,
they are all
like, well,
trapped in their bubble of
you're
their
in such
media.
A disgusting
all
bubble.
They think we're trapped in our bubble. That's not true. I saw someone post like, all you do is listen to your Fox News. Idiot. We don't like Fox News now either. We drop
them.
Watch the news. We listen to private news and we watch people live tweeting real videos and talk. We watch all the facts. We don't watch little clips fed to us by your little news network that tells you that they're both parties, that they're bipartisan. It's not true. You're in your bubble, and that's why you can't believe
and the reason,
that Trump could win.
Exactly. And the reason they are so deep inside this bubble is that besides Twitter now, because Elon Musk is just an OG.
Elon Musk saved America.
He saved America.
He's a freaking
patriot. He saved America because
he
took Twitter away from them.
Yes.
He took Twitter away from them, and these pieces of shit don't understand that every single platform you go on was coded to you, dumbass.
Yes,
that's the same.
It was all left-leaning, and that's why the reason they don't understand it is because it was all on
their
side.
It was all left.
So they were just like, oh, life's great. Everything's great.
Kamala's going to win. I looked at the election.
Everywhere we go is not on our side.
Yeah.
Until recently, at least with Twitter, which isn't even on our side. It just has both sides now.
Now it's a moderate site, which is what I would love.
Fantastic, too, because listen to this.
You know what? I should get Twitter back. It's the only one I haven't gotten.
I almost deleted it before, and I'm like, no, this is the best one. Here's
Twitter is filled sometimes.
They do this thing. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like the filth.
Things.
I don't like the filth.
There's some messes on Twitter that I'm sure my boy Elon will fix.
Come on, Elon. he's thinking about buying CNN.
Oh, no way.
That's what Joe Rogan said. I mean, I don't know all the facts.
That'd be cool. So there's this thing on Twitter now called community notes. And if someone posts something, it like AI reads all the replies, and it's like people are saying blah 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 blah, and it fact checks it kind of live for you.
Really?
And Elon doesn't even take them off for himself. So if he tweets some bullshit, community notes will be like, this is a lie. Well, AOC after Puerto Rico's thing was like, here's a rally in New York where a bunch of Puerto Ricans are getting together to talk bad about Donald Trump, you know, in a Democratic, like, rally, basically.
Right.
And then under it, the community notes was like, this is not true. This is an event in Puerto Rico where they meet for blah, blah, blah.
Love it.
It's fantastic. They can't feed you your lies
and
on
also,
this shit. All you guys did was get delivered your lies, and that's why you're like, oh, Trump's a Nazi. Trump's a racist.
And it's not even they're saying Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a racist. They are taking the whole entire The majority of the United States, this infuriates me so much.
The popular vote this time, too.
The popular vote. Every single effing thing that you needed, the House, the Senate, the popular vote. What more do you need, you dumbass? Guess what? He won by the majority. So if you think that he's just a little bit racist, a little bit, then it's 57% of America.
70 million racist, misogynist.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Also, it's not, the definition is not racism, but you are taking 0.001% of the conservative group and you are putting them all into the same exact class, which is a dipshit, stupid, idiot thing to do.
Yeah.
You say, oh, I can't believe they would vote for a racist. Anyone that votes for Trump is a racist Nazi. No. You're a moron. He's not a racist Nazi, and neither am I. And stop demonizing my religion to prove a point. Oh. Go F yourself, you bitch. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I've been red hot.
These people are not Christians, especially maybe they're, I'm a Christian. I grew up going to church. Well, if you're not a practicing Christian and you try and use Jesus against me about Jesus would do this, I do not listen.
I do not care.
It goes in one ear.
Yeah, congratulations.
Because if you're going to try and use the Bible against me, because what you're saying is not even the truth. Here's a verse I read the other day. All right? Because I was thinking about this.
Love the sinner, hate the sin. I've been thinking about that one a lot.
That's a great one. Here's one from Psalms 139:20-22. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. That's what you guys are doing. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor to those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them as my enemies. And that's the Old Testament. And people will be like, oh, well, Jesus came and, you know, that changed a lot of things. Jesus says in Matthew, do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. So, you idiots. I love those people. I love you and all your sin. I love you idiots.
I just,
if you're doing something wrong, you can't just tell everyone, like, what you're doing is wrong. But since I love you, you can do it. That's not what it's saying.
But also, here's the reason these dumbasses lost the election for themselves. Congratulations, morons. You pissed us all off.
Yeah,
man. You keep going after straight white males or anything that's like, hey, guess what? Anybody that votes for Trump is a Nazi racist. Yeah. They were just Christians that believed that this guy has the best opportunity to make our country a better place. You guys have no right to talk about this shit because guess what? Dipshit. You don't talk about everything else. You don't talk about everything else. Hurricane Helen destroyed, like, states, and yeah. Kamala gave them $750.
How are they even getting that $750 when their mailboxes blew away?
If they got approved for it. Meanwhile, we're housing illegal immigrants in New York at five-star restaurants, and they get three platters a day. These guys are living better than I am, and they don't even deserve to be here. You know what, man? I'm in construction, and I think that maybe it might even...
If we deport a bunch of illegals, our job could be harder.
It could suffer. I could be out there with hammer and nail. I could have to frame a house on my own. But I'm okay with it. I don't know why we're okay.
I would be glad if a lot of those illegals that we work with
came back.
Because could come legal.
Come back!
Yeah, good.
Dude,
we
please.
Need to do a vetting process to where we only get the good guys who want to come and work.
I love all the guys I work with.
Yeah, we're not going to name any names.
I hope they came through the correct way.
Yeah.
I surely do.
Yeah.
Because if not,
but
see you later, hombre.
I'm not that worried about work. If they all disappear tomorrow, then we'll be like, we'll figure it out.
And then white guys know how to frame a house?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But listen, we are the only country that allows this dipshit border issue, and we are, like, we used to be, at least, we're not now, we used to be the number one country in the world. Everyone looks to us as opportunity, and they want to come here, and I am completely okay with that. We got space. I got a house. I'll build it for you.
Yeah.
But do it the right way.
Yeah.
Stop going over, and, like, then they're like,
it's too long of a process.
Oh, it's too tough. Yeah, it's tough. It's number one.
That's how it's supposed to work. That's just how it has to work.
You're not like, hey, hey, man, this Mexican over here wants to be a doctor. Are we cool with that? And they're like, yeah, let him be a doctor. There's steps you have to take before, just go through the steps. It's not that difficult. If you want to go to the greatest country in the world.
It could be difficult. Don't get me wrong. We got lucky being born here.
Oh, I'm very grateful for that. But I'm sure if I took the citizen test.
This is what everyone does. There's borders for a reason. You don't just let people
Everybody does this.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody does this, but apparently the left is like, hey, let that guy come in here.
Yeah.
MS-16? Is that right? MS-13? One of the teams.
Something like that. M-16? No, that's a gun.
No, there's like a...
What's the Mexican cartel? There's a
group of Mexicans, but... Listen, I love one of my closest friends at work, Caesar, hates illegal immigrants more than I do, and he is Hispanic. He says, "Get them the F out." He jokes and acts like he votes for Kamala all the time.
He does.
Yeah, and I'm like, Caesar, just shut up.
Maybe it's like MS-13.
It's MS-13. That's right.
All right, here's one that I've been seeing a lot of people tweeting. Imagine looking your kids in the eye and telling them you voted for a 34-time convicted felon, a racist, and a sexist, and being proud of it. First of all, 34-time convicted felon. That made us like him even more, you idiots.
You idiots.
You're the DOJ of Biden attacked his biggest political enemy. And he used the DOJ to do it.
And they used the last 2 years of their presidency to do nothing but give money to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Fuck us in Iraq. I'm sorry I said it. I was trying to hold it in for as long as possible, but it forced it out of me. They just dipped in Iraq. Now they got freaking attack helicopters.
Afghanistan.
Okay.
But same.
Same.
I mean, they thought it was the same back after 9/11. Yeah. You know?
Oh, but man, this is the biggest catastrophe since 9/11. So
oh, man.
Everybody.
Someone I know tweeted that they are more sad than during 9/11. This is a relative of mine.
I thought we're getting a little.
Well, she blocked me, and all I did was put, ha ha. You know, I didn't type
just
it
did a laugh emoji.
I did the laughing emoji.
I was like, about to laugh to what she said to you afterwards.
And then
someone
she said, don't you laugh at me. And I laughed at that. And
I
then
love
she
that.
Said, blocked.
I love that.
I mean, it's a ridiculous statement. I'm more sad than 9/11. Grow up, pussy.
The same exact
man,
person.
There have been so many. The pussies really reveal themselves.
Pussies.
Oh, my
giant.
God.
Oh, man. Oh man, some of these adult men who are liberals are talking
white men
so
for Kamala.
Much pussy shit, they're about to get a yeast infection on their mouth. I mean, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. You should shut the hell up. And if you think that you're right, congratulations, you lost. So you should just be right. But anyways, I mean, shit, we might already... Mom might already know.
I didn't say who it was, and they blocked me, so they earned it.
Eat dirt.
34-time convicted felon. One of those was the case that...
Georgia voting. He got a felony for... Or, like, felonies. I don't know how they do this thing.
Investigated or what?
Yeah, investigated because of, like, trying to, like, check if, like, Georgia was, like...
Official, legitimate...
A legitimate voting. Yeah, he gets felony. Or, like, cases for that. He got cases for the Stormy Daniel thing.
He said something about find extra votes, and I think the only legitimate case of all of them, there was one in Florida, which was he took documents that were...
Oh, and took them to his house?
Yeah.
And
but
he did that.
We don't give a shit, because Hillary Clinton did that. That's what the email thing was about. That's when she destroyed the servers. Everyone's like, oh, he's going to attack his political enemies. He said, because Hillary said that thing, oh, I'm glad you weren't president, and then he had the classic line.
Because you're going to be in jail.
Because you'd be in jail. Well, guess what? He became president, and he did not even bother because she was scum at the bottom of his feet, and he beat her, so why waste his time?
No, I think he should put every single one of those MFers in jail.
I think just forget him.
Elon Musk said that if Trump gets elected, the Epstein list is dropping in completion.
Oh, Epstein list should drop.
Destroy
I'm talking
them.
About, like... Anyone for the same stuff that he did equivalent, like Biden, I'm sure, has.
They all done that. Doctors. I mean, don't they go after them for that. They all do it. But they're picking at straws, trying to, like, he was acquitted for 100 things before he got,
yeah,
like, become a felon for 34 of them. You guys are idiots. I hate you. Sorry, I don't. I'm red hot right now. Yeah. And I get that you guys are going to be like, well, maybe okay. We should, like, cool off.
Then they said he a racist. We do not believe him to be a racist.
Trump got a diversity award alongside Muhammad Ali and Harriet Tubman.
Rosa Parks.
Harriet Tubman.
Rosa Parks.
Harriet Tubman's way older?
Way older. She was Underground Railroad, so that's slaves. Rosa Parks, back of the bus.
How old was Harriet Tubman?
Like,
I swear this picture said it's Harriet Rosa Tubman. Parks. You would be shocked how... how long these people
how young she looked.
Picasso not that I'm saying like Picasso died in like the 1980s
yeah
or something.
Yeah, but Harriet Tubman was Underground Railroad. They were okay. Doing that during the slave trade.
Are you sure? I know that part's right, but
okay. And that was like the 1850s. When was the Civil War?
Oh man, 1860s. I would hope it was old. It's Harriet.
No.
Look, it says Harriet Eve 9.
Am I wrong about which one is which?
Harriet.
Is Harriet Tubman back to the bus?
Oh, God. We just lost all legitimacy right here. Listen.
No, that is not... That, Zach, I'm right. Whoever commented on that photo is wrong.
Okay. Said Harriet at the bottom. Yeah.
You made me second guess myself for a split second.
Hey, man, there was a picture and it said Harriet 9. Yeah, it was definitely Rosa Parks. I've seen the picture. But somebody said, that's why you can't listen.
Yeah, Zach said, don't listen to us.
Hey, don't listen.
We're just showing you what the layman is thinking when you guys couldn't comprehend why Trump got elected. It's because we hate the establishment and we love to see a non-politician in there whenever... Legacy media, all these big media places hate on him. We like that even more.
And also, here's a thing that people don't... Will you turn the fan down to medium? I don't know if it's, like, looking through. It was already on medium. Sweet. Shit.
Here's the thing. Some... That's what you said.
Shit. And I was worried about the fan.
Okay, so they said...
Here's the thing.
And a sexist... I don't really think he's a sexist. What, because of the grabbing by the pussy thing?
Yeah.
Okay, if anyone's honest with themselves, especially dudes, you have guy friends, close ones, who have all said way more effed up shit than that.
Oh, man, jeez.
And the privacy of their own home.
Or, like...
Or hanging out with butts.
You guys go to, like, a Call of Duty server, they say some horrid things.
Some horrid shit. But also, I will admit, I think he banged Stormy Daniels.
I think he banged Stormy Daniels, what, the porn star?
Yeah, but why do I
think Trump was probably laying grain back in his prime day.
But that was when he was married, I guess is the thing.
So?
I don't...
Oh, Kamala did that, but nobody cares about that. She cheated on her husband for...
No, she didn't cheat on her husband, but when she became famous...
I thought the guy that she cheated on was divorced. Oh, shit.
She came into... fame by sleeping with
a married
Willie
man.
Brown, San Fran's mayor. That's how she first came into the limelight.
Right.
Willie Brown was married. She slept with him. She was his side piece. And it would be like, Willie Brown hangs out with all these...
That's not the reason I didn't vote for Kamala anyways.
No,
the
but
reason
I'm just saying, like, if we're going to complain about Trump being with Stormy Daniels... Kamala's husband, Doug Emhoff, he got divorced and he banged the nanny last time in his last marriage. And also, there was a story that Doug Emhoff like assaulted this woman and nothing about it. And they want to play believe all women, but as soon as this lady dropped,
I hate that. They're like, I'm so sorry to all women in America.
What are they even talking
Save
about?
Save your uteruses. I don't know what the hell they're saying. And then they're like, there's like this whole movement. It's
they're talking about abortion. But Trump put that into the states. So nowadays, you don't if that's your thing, you don't even have to move the country like you want to.
I think
back
you should take as
you
much
can
political
move
power
to the state.
I think you should take as much political power away from the federal office government as possible.
Yeah.
Take it to the state.
Yeah.
And like he even, they're like, oh, he's going to abolish Roe v. Wade. And he even said
he agrees. That.
No.
Last time. He said, are you going to do a federal abortion ban? And he said, it's in the states. I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
And so.
And he also believes in like the three things of Ronald Reagan, which I think are like rape,
incest, and
the woman's health.
Yeah.
And like that sounds like about what I would believe with abortion. If a woman got raped, I would believe that she should be able to rid herself of that child within like a reasonable amount of time. I feel like that's just too much of a mental wear and tear on the person to like ask that of them.
But that's what Ronald Reagan ran on. That's what he was running on too.
I think that's a fair thing. I don't think that you should just be able to like. Some state is, like, asking for 9 months, and this dude was, like, I saw this video, and they're, like, he's like, so, you believe in, like, the 9-month abortion, like, they can abort up to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, yep, I believe that completely. And he said, what about meth? And the guy says, well, if the mother is intentionally doing meth and is hurting the child by doing meth, then I think you should report it to, like, CPS or something. Because she's intentionally trying to kill the baby. And the guy says, wait a minute now.
That's a baby.
Yeah. So it's a baby.
Yeah.
Like, this whole fetus baby bullshit, I think it's ridiculous. I think a baby is a baby the second that, like, I mean, I don't know when the frickin' timer should start, but if you got a heartbeat and a frickin' brain waves, then I think that's about human enough for it to matter.
What was, man, I've already forgot his name. What was her vice president guy's name?
Waltz.
Tim Waltz.
Tim Waltz.
Man, what a pussy. Loser.
What a pussy.
I mean, like, jeez. The day.
Where did that guy come from?
Minnesota, I think.
He like, was like, where do you, I haven't seen him since. So it's like, I obviously, like, they're states, and they're like, oh, well, Tim Waltz might be able to help you with, like, the
I think they won Minnesota, hunters. But I don't think it was a big deal. What they should have done, the day she lost the election, was probably, there was a, is it the mayor or of Philadelphia? Shapiro. And he was looking like he was going to be a running
mate. The big fat guy.
No, that's someone else.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of Chris Christie from New Jersey?
Maybe, yeah. One of the North.
Shapiro is a skinny guy, but he's a Jewish guy. And that's why she didn't pick him, because all the anti-Jew crowd, you know, all the Hamas lovers on the left would have been pissed about a Jewish guy. But if she had picked a Jewish guy who was also really popular in Pennsylvania, then she could have won back some of the Jewish crowd, which voted the highest.
Pennsylvania, which was big.
Yeah, which voted the highest for Trump since 1980-something. And so she was too pussed to do it, and she picked some total dork.
Total like freaking
trying
dork.
To get the guy vote, and
he's like, "Oh, I can shoot better than them." You wave like a freaking vagina.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if he shot a gun. I mean, he lied about his.
He was like, "Oh, I bet I can shoot a gun better than them." I'd like to see.
Did you see him in that hunting video?
Oh, he looks ridiculous.
He can't even load the thing, and he was in the military.
Yeah, except for freaking J.D. Vance.
Oh, J.D. Vance.
My boy J.D. Vance. I didn't like him. I was like, I kind of wanted him to go like
the... I think J.D. Vance looked a little weird to me. He looks like he's wearing eyeshadow.
Yeah.
He's got like some weird eyelashes, but he's a stud.
Oh, he's a stud.
He's a stud.
I mean, I don't know a lot about politics, so like when J.D. Vance got picked, it's not like I knew who he was at that moment.
Yeah.
But since I've seen him, like his like VP debate or whatever, all that
crushed.
Stuff... Everything I've seen, I'm like, stud.
Mm-hmm.
I like a freaking family man. I like a dude who's not Tim Walz. I like a person that's not Kamala Harris.
When I search J.D. Vance, one of the first things that comes up.
One of the best things I like about... really?
I mean, I don't think
he's so he's just pop. He's just got perfect eyelashes,
have you ever seen,
which
like,
is what you want from your vice president.
Have you ever seen Derek Carr? He always looks like he's wearing eyeliner.
He's just got beautiful eyelashes.
Maybe their eyes are just, like, they're dark around them. So maybe they're, like, deeper into their face.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but it does look like he's wearing eyeliner. But other than that, total beast.
Total beast. I wanted, this was, like, first thought. Candace Owens. I would have liked a Candace Owens for VP.
Oh, I don't know. Not big on Candace.
Candace doesn't even want to run. I mean, like, I don't know, like, her. I don't know everything about her. Like, I know there was some iffy with her with, like, Daily Motion or something.
Daily Wire?
Daily Wire. What's Daily Motion?
I'm not sure what that is.
It's definitely another, like, URL. I don't have Daily Wire. Not yet. Once I have a kid, I will.
Yeah, she wasn't all in on the Israel thing, and then her and Ben Shapiro had beef.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't support these people 100%. The problem that, like, we have is these people are just, like, live or die. Like, even Joe Biden said it, like, we're not a country that can, like, survive if you only are happy when your party wins. Like, if my party would have lost 2 days ago, Tuesday,
I would have gone back to work like
I would have said, nothing. Well, we're effed. We're effed. And then I would have gone back to work, and I would have probably lived out 4 years of my life completely peaceful. I mean, the 4 years under Joe Biden, besides the fact that he was just getting walked around like a marionette, I'm not very much affected. I mean, a lot of, like...
I actually think it could have been a big deal if we had lost, because I think...
Wars?
I think we could have had a big war. Which because is like, there's this thing in Ukraine that they have no end in sight... under the Democrats.
Exactly.
And we keep on feeding them until one day it's going to hit a breaking point because they can only fight for so long.
We can only fund them for so long.
Until then maybe Russia takes over Ukraine or I don't know. But I think it was
going to be. I think this was a big deal. And the fact of the matter is the second that the election was over, every single country congratulated Trump on his win. And you could be like, well, that's a...
I saw a thing today that said Hamas...
Stop the war. End shooting.
Stop the war.
Yeah.
Because they were like, well, we better...
We're going to stop before Trump gets in. We want our president to have that amount of power.
Yeah.
We want him to be strong. We do not want him... We do not want a president that's going to get trampled over. You guys gave us a guy that couldn't ride a bike.
I wanted Israel. The only problem with that war is that they took too long to do it, and so now it's on the news every day. What they should have done, and under Trump they would have done, is after October 7th, when they got attacked, they would have gone in with everything they got and go get Hamas and finish it the next week. Yeah, and just absolutely did what they had to do to freaking make Hamas surrender, and instead... You're stuck in this constant war.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
I mean, jeez. You know also, what else one I of hate the things. Is, January 6th. That was where I was going.
Oh, my God.
I would not have known that date if you liberal pussies weren't shamming it down my freaking throat. Like
200 Listen. Trump people who walked into the Capitol. The only person who died was one of the people from January 6th, and they say it was the biggest attack on our democracy ever.
Yeah.
I would never have done that. I think it was a bad move.
0.001%. That's like...
But I do not give a shit about it, and I don't think anyone does. And so when you keep bringing it up, we're just like, oh, okay.
Thanks a lot for making me remember this dumbass date for no reason. Like, you guys should start a freaking holiday.
And more than that, there is evidence that people from, like, the CIA were in there...
Not
starting the violence.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's exactly... Okay, so here's what I would have done... On January 6th, if I was... Where was our security around this?
Trump tried to tell them. He tried to tell Nancy Pelosi that we need more security because I got a big rally. I got a big thing coming. And they did not jack
up security. And he got some felonies or some charges. And, okay, also intentionally not... I saw a report that said that there were, like, marksmen on the roof, scoped in on the shooter at Trump's rally when Trump got shot in the ear, and they asked if they could take the shot, and they said no.
You could not search Trump assassination, and things would not come up. That's how, like...
It's so corrupt.
That's how corrupt.
And the second this kid
Trump was freaking assassinated, turned assassinated attempt, It turned his head at the last
second. By the grace of God.
Got hit in the ear. God, I literally think, saved Trump for this moment in time.
He budged, dude. I think it's
important that Trump is president, and that was nothing short of a miracle.
Thank God they had some liberal pussy pulling the trigger. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
If it was one of our conservative boys.
I don't even... Something is off. Like, that kid came out of nowhere. We haven't seen anything about him.
He's like a 21-year-old. He snuck up on this roof, got up on top, set up without...
He made a pretty good shot, you know?
I mean, he was close enough. If you put me by a deer, I could at least nick his ear.
I mean, he wasn't that close. 100 yards away?
100 yards?
Seems like a pretty far shot.
That seems like a pretty understandable shot for deer hunting, though.
He basically hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's pretty tough?
And he shot like three times or something.
His first shot, he hit him.
It was only one shot?
I'm pretty sure the first shot hit Trump. He jumped down. Then he killed a man with another shot.
Weren't there like pictures of that kid like affiliated with some group that was like really weird?
I don't know.
They're like, the only time we've seen this kid is right here. I mean, like, the whole thing... That's like, listen, people, I don't know all the facts. I don't want to know all the facts.
He was on some commercial for some, I can't remember what sketch government affiliate it was.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it seems like a pretty good shot to me, and I think there's a conspiracy behind the Trump assassination. Right. I don't know what it is.
Certainly.
If this guy, maybe he was trained by some people.
Right.
Maybe there was another shooter. It kind of, that nerdy kid doesn't look like someone who can make that shot to me.
Right.
He's like dropping the gun, climbing on the roof. He's a dork.
Yeah.
I mean.
But that's the thing. That's my point.
There's more shit to that, and I would love to like get a deep dive investigation.
I think Trump some should. Shit. The first thing Trump should do is acquit himself of all of his felonies.
Yeah.
And then right after that, he should go after everybody that's tried to murder him in the past.
Yeah. I mean, I got to know more about the assassination.
I think our politics is so corrupt.
Don't even know what happened.
And you guys think you're going to sit here and think that I think it's the left. I think you're going to say, oh, he thinks the left is corrupt. I think that there are higher families involved, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes. The Bushes, the second that Trump started like spewing his shit...
People always talk about the Bushes to me, but they just don't seem that bright.
They seem cowardice to me. They seem scared of what they could possibly...
I don't really know that they have it in them to be like some wicked... George Bush doesn't seem like that...
I think they could be corrupt. I think he probably did 9/11, possibly. Allegedly.
Within like 1 year of being
Trump
president.
Even thinks he did 9/11.
I don't believe a lot of the shit Trump says.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, hey, man. Good. I don't think that anybody should believe any party.
You think George Bush, for what amount of money, would kill thousands of people?
Well, they destroyed the Pentagon where there was like, we had $7 trillion worth of debt. So that was probably the main goal.
What, to get rid of the U.S. debt?
Yeah.
Why would he give a shit about that?
I don't know what it is, dude. I don't know the whole facts. I'm not saying I do, but I'm saying that I pretty much think that Trump probably planned... Trump. No. Bush probably planned 9/11.
Probably. If you had to bet on it.
I bet my life savings.
Whoa, 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 whoa. How easy do you bet your life savings?
I would do it if I had to.
You don't have to, but if you got the opportunity to bet a amount
life
of
savings.
Money, and you would bet on it rather than against it. 9/11 happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
I think that 9/11 was an inside job. I don't know. Listen, I'm a conspiracy theorist at heart. And like I mess around with mom sometimes because she like, and I love vamping you guys up on conspiracy theories.
But you really believe this.
Absolutely.
But why?
Because I think that the Bush family, the Clintons, the Obamas are, and the Obamas might not have even been around back then, but I'm saying...
They were alive, unless you're conspiracy.
Around, like, appeared. As in, like, a part of the political party, like, yeah. Being a role.
Yeah.
But I think that they have their own interest in heart that separates between left and right. That's why they got together, and they both worked to try and get Trump out of office the first time. 2016, Jeb Bush, all those people, they all shit on him.
He was running for president. Jeb Bush was running for president.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and Trump said to his face
what
he said. Trump said to his face that he lied about them having I can't think of the thing for the weapons, but like high intensity level weapons in Iraq, and that's why we needed to storm in and get them, and they didn't. And I think that there's like
very little information to be in your life savings on George Bush.
That's fine. I'll make it back. But anyways,
but what if you lose it all?
I'll make it back.
Oh, well, why wouldn't you just bet like $100 on it?
Life savings. No. I don't care. And like I allegedly, if there's a, you know, whatever.
Which conspiracy do you believe in the most?
Pizzagate.
What is it?
Pizzagate's all the child trafficking. All the celebrities saying pizza in interviews when they're, for no reason. They talk about pizza for 5 minutes when they're multi-billionaires. Oh, we were at Jerry Seinfeld's house, and we had this great elaborate dinner, and then after the dinner, we came out, and he had all these pizzas. Like he said, we had dinner, and then afterwards, we had all these pizzas. Like, everything is like, that was Kevin Hart saying that at this, like, pajama bullshit party. I think they're all, listen, I could be wrong, and I pray to God that I am, because it would be filthy and disgusting if I wasn't. But the fact of the matter is, I don't want to judge these. Tom Hanks, I think he's a dirty piece of shit garbage. I think he's a dirty piece of shit. And all of these people.
What's Tom Hanks
been? He's a pedophile.
How do we know?
He fled. He fled the country.
When?
He went to Spain, like, around the time that, like,
when did he feel safe to come back?
Around the time that, like, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's trial was going on, there was a lot of stuff behind the scenes that was going on as well. Like, Ellen DeGeneres had, like, ankle bracelet on her ankle. Like, Ellen DeGeneres also has all those pictures of, like, blood and, like, sacrifices behind her. Like, there's just, like, there's this, like, woman, this female artist, I put it in quotes because she's just a nasty piece of shit, where she, like, does this art where it's just, like, pretty much just, like, an open, like, surgery room, and there's just blood and gore everywhere, and people, like, appreciate it for some stupid-ass reason. And listen, I hope I'm wrong. I've heard this stuff. I take it with a grain of salt. A big grain.
It doesn't sound.
A big, big grain. A big grain of salt. But listen, I see the way these people act, and I see the way these people move, and the fact that they were all on Kamala's side makes me think that they are scared of the outcome of Trump coming to the office. And there could be more to that, but I think the fact is that people, since he started and started saying he drained the swamp, since everything like that, their only goal, even the 4 years that Joe Biden was in presidency, was to destroy the man before they could destroy him. And they can't do it.
Yeah.
So guess what, pussies?
He's back.
If you've done something, we're going to find you. Listen, left or right, we can agree that any child pedophile in the world should be buried under the prison. No,
at the very least.
In the jail. No.
Forever.
No. Put them in a jail with the horniest black guys that are ready for it. Sorry,
well, pedophiles go to jail and they get killed.
Good. Yeah. Good. Good, dude. Jeez. Murder them now.
Could they also be horniest white guys?
Absolutely. I just want somebody to have these dudes. I said, I just was picturing from like a movie, like the biggest black guy I've seen.
Oh, what's that movie? The one with the Nazi, and he goes to jail. American History X.
American History X.
That's what happens to him.
Yeah, good.
But
good.
He wasn't such a
and
bad
like
guy.
You guys go, oh really?
Oh, actually, never mind. He was a huge racist. Oh, but he killed a guy at the beginning. But the guy was breaking into his house. But he killed him, and he just horrendous.
I saw a movie, a clip of a movie, where there was like this scene with a black guy in a grocery store, and like he locks eyes with this kid, and his father is just like a blatant racist.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, like the black guy is just messing around with the kid, like doing like a toy or something. The kid's laughing. The dad gets super pissed. They go outside with like a group of their friends, beat the shit out of the dude. The black guys pick up the white dude and tattoo his whole entire body dark black. And then he goes home, and his kid shoots him in the chest.
What movie is that?
I don't know, but I mean, like, justice is served. I mean, like, I don't...
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Is that the whole thing?
No, I mean, like, there's probably, like... They're probably showing more about, like, the white racism on their side, and then, like, these probably, like, peaceful African-American people that are, like, just mind their own business going to the grocery store. I don't have tolerance for racism. I don't have tolerance for pedophilia. Like, I work in construction, like, not, like, people that I know on a day-to-day basis, but there's racism inside of construction, and every time I hear it, I'm, like, I just, like, I kind of shut the dude off in a way that I'm, like, dude, like,
don't.
You're despicable. Like, the fact that you just said that word to me just makes me want to hate you. So, I mean...
I gotta find out what movie that is.
Yeah, just white guy tattooed all black. Shot by sun. But, I mean, heck, dude. We're in a sticky sitch.
Skin.
Skin?
It is a 2018 American short drama film directed by Israeli-born filmmaker Guy Nativ. I think it's got to be this one.
You mean some native guy?
Yeah.
Guy Nativ. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy story. I probably wouldn't watch the movie.
I think that's it. That's sketch. It's a short film, so it's not a whole movie.
All right.
You been watching The Penguin?
I watched the last episode. Six.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Is it a flashback?
Part of it.
Because I saw this one thing. Have you seen the Rizzler? You know who that is?
Who?
It's like this tiny little short white kid.
Really?
He makes the Rizz face. That's his thing. He was on Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel. Pussy.
I've been off of social media for a long time, but I had to get back on. I had to get back on for the Trump edits.
Yeah.
I had to.
Okay, look up the Rizzler's classic.
Yeah.
But anyways, it said he's just sitting there looking all chubby and pissed off, and it said the penguin every time his mom's playing with his brothers. So I figured it was a flashback.
So, yeah.
Because it's just the Rizzler. Just if you knew the Rizzler,
sorry,
you,
pal.
Yeah,
I've been off, and like I implore people to do such. I've been off social media for about 4 or 5 months. The only reason I got back on is because this was too electric not to be a part of.
Yeah, you missed already some good shit.
I intend to...
Get back off?
Remove it. I think it is a disgusting habit. I think, like... And it's not like I've, like... It's not like I'm, like, a better person now. I spend 6 hours of my day playing Candy Crush or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I still haven't figured out how to... allot my time to better things.
Well, I saw you buy a tree debarker.
Yeah. I mean, I like, go outside. Creative. Do something. Yeah. I've started 100 hobbies, and I haven't finished one of them.
It looks like you might have done more to your broccoli. Is that true?
I did a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The stuff that's not done is very tough to... Man,
it really is so hard to just, like, I love hobbies, and so it's hard to, like,
pick one. Do
them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to like...
I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
Some of your hobbies.
I made mead before. Really good. You guys know what honey wine is? I made honey wine and I drank both gallons. Like, it was good enough to drink.
Oh, I thought you didn't like it.
Oh, it was disgusting. It was disgusting. The first one I made, which is honey water and wine.
Yeah.
No, there's no wine. It's honey water and yeast, and you ferment it to a point where it becomes wine.
And that's honey wine.
That's the whole process. Yeah. And the more sugar you put in, the higher the ABV is going to be. And then you've got a strong mead. But I'll tell you, I would like to buy a bottle of mead from a professional and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What was I putting in my stomach? Because mead, to me, right now, disgusting.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Here's one I got. Like, I saw a gay person on Facebook say, reach out to your gay friends.
And oh, they're going
to
die or something.
Yeah. They're like, our rights. What?
They're going to take away our right to be married. Nobody gives a shit. Yeah, I don't even think Trump cares. It's over. It's like written into like the core of the American policies now.
What
are you talking about?
And what rights are gay people still looking for? It's like they're saying they don't have rights.
Oh, dude, that's also what I like.
I'm like, transgenders, am I missing something? Oh, yeah.
Transgenders confuse the hell out of me. And that's fine. I have my opinion. They confuse the hell out of me. I do not understand it in my mental that a grown man would think that that was the best option for them. But I could, I mean, like, that. I don't have to understand. That's the reason. I really do not have to understand. Congratulations. You're a fella. Now you're a female. That's fine with me. Just stop acting like you should be more important than every other human in the, like, I'm not even just appeasing these people. I'm supposed to please these people. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't care about your problems. I do not care.
Yeah, I think the problem
you did this to yourself, buddy.
With the transgender thing is I'm never going to play make-believe with you. Okay?
That's fair,
so
too.
You can do what you want.
I'm going to call you by your name.
I don't even think you should get a tattoo before 18. So I'm not going to say that you should do anything to your body before 18. But after 18, you do what you want. You are what you were born. And that's just what
plain and simple.
You can play make-believe all you want, but do not drag me into it.
I will not call you.
First of all, I'm probably not going to be your friend.
There's no reason I would be around you for too long. Unless I'm like, hey, could I get a grande Americano? That's the only reason I'm going to affiliate with you.
There's just a good chance that we probably won't be friends. And that's fine with me, too. We don't have to be friends.
But it's also their whole persona.
Leave me alone.
It's so tough. That's the other thing. It's so tough to be a person and like,
I wonder how people, when they are friends with transgenders, like,
want to talk about being a girl.
When people talk about, like, are we going to talk about the elephant in the room? When a transgender walks in a room, it is literally like an elephant.
It's ma'am. Yeah, like some of these fellas aren't even trying.
Yeah, like,
it's ma'am. Have you ever seen that video?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. And this dude is, this dude's got the body that I wish I had. He's 6'4". He's a freaking giant.
All
of a
he has on him is a ponytail.
It's ma'am. And then there's some dudes, I mean, heck, like, just like videotaping themselves at any junction, like sitting in a restaurant and being like, well, my pronouns are.
Yeah.
No one cares.
No one cares.
What do you want to eat?
You can do it, but why does it matter to you that we do it?
Why do we have to affiliate?
Why are you so self-centered and narcissistic?
They are so self-centered.
Like, I don't give a shit. What if I made you be like,
if you let me live my life,
I have a 10-inch wiener, and all of you guys have to acknowledge me that you have to call me Mr. 10 Inches.
Hey, Mr. 10 Inch.
You know? Like,
yeah. No one cares. Yeah. Listen, we are all living on this great big earth. Blue and green.
Do what you want.
We are all doing it. Just leave me the hell out of it. Yeah. Why do you have to make it everybody else's problem? It's not a problem that should have to, like, listen, if you would just leave me the hell alone, I would leave you the hell alone. And that's the best you're going to get out of me.
Listen, you can compete in sports or you can be a transgender.
Yeah.
But you can't do them both.
Can't do both.
Unless you do them for your original birth sex.
Yeah,
and
this
actually,
bitch.
I changed my mind. If you were born a woman and you change it to a man, the day that one
you
of
can,
those...
You can compete
the
in men. You can compete in men's sports. Yes. Yeah, go
the
have fun.
The day that one of those wins the championship, I will also change my mind on
yeah,
women.
I'll cut my wiener right off if a transgender male won any category of sports.
Let's see. As soon as one of those can compete, then we will say it's... Sure, I guess.
We had some MF-er in, like, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of women.
That person might have been a little iffy.
What do you mean?
Like, there's... What's it called when they have both parts?
Androgynous?
I don't know, maybe.
Is that what it is?
But
bilingual?
But I also saw J.K. Rowling tweeting about her again. J.K. is my hero, too.
Just
I love
kidding.
Her. People hate on J.K.
But they still want to milk her.
I loved her when she wrote on Harry Potter, and I love her even more now.
Yeah.
And so people started douching her. Well, guess what? She's a billionaire.
You guys think that we are supposed to appease, like, the 0.01% of America?
I'll tell you what, Dems, you have no one to blame but yourself, your own media, and your terrible running mate. You guys have tried to convince us that Joe Biden wasn't dead for the last 2 years. Then you guys kicked him out last second because he was dead. But he was dead, but he wasn't, so he could still be president. We let this old bowl of oatmeal just have the nuclear codes. So instead of kicking him out, you guys were forced to make the VP, Kamala, a terrible candidate. Everyone terrible. Knew it. You know it.
They She's don't, the only stupid. Thing, they didn't say anything promising about Kamala. All they said was the fake news about Trump.
She didn't do any interviews. She didn't do, like, a single interview. When she did, they tweaked the 60-minute one. They got caught for that. She would fake a phone call and then show the screen. And show
oh, did you vote? Phone call. Oh, thank you very much. And then showed her freaking camera.
She was terrible.
Everything she did was dipshittery. Every question she got asked, she avoided. Trump sat there like a man and answered every single question, hard or bad.
Did like 1,000 interviews and rallies and stuff. It was insane. Trump's schedule is insane. Trump ran a flawless campaign. Between the mugshot, the getting shot in the head and raising his arms immediately in fight.
That was oh my god,
gangster! If you don't like Trump, wake up. You are missing out on.
You are missing out on a great guy. I love that guy
serving at McDonald's because Kamala claims she did, and there's no proof.
No, dude, there was a. They showed the edited photo, and it was a white woman.
Did Kamala post that?
I don't know.
I saw
I don't
that.
Know.
I didn't know if it was.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. That's fair.
But
I know what you're
talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But Trump served at McDonald's. Great photo op. And then to top it off with,
I like this job. I might come back.
Dude, he's so funny. And then to top it off with,
I love
the
him
garbage
so
truck. It was just, it was all time.
Oh my gosh, he absolutely crushed it. And people noticed. This was not a normal election. You guys got blown the F out of the water. And guess what? All this shit you're saying about us being Nazis and bigots, there's a lot of us.
Yes, yeah, so you're
in trouble. Like, the U.S. must be in some deep shit. Because there are just racists and Nazis storming the streets.
Dude, look at this. Okay, so
You know what I also want to think?
Huh?
How much... What is the population of the black community in our state? Compared to the South, we probably have about 30 to 40% black community, I would assume.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we live in a very diverse state.
Yeah, and I interact with black people every single day.
A lot of your friends are black people.
Yeah, I mean, half of them. I didn't want to mention that because it seemed...
No. You know what I hate? And
I didn't want to be like, oh, well, I have a group of black... I would never have said that because I didn't want to.
I hate that people say... they always make fun of people saying, I'm not racist, I have a black friend. Okay, well,
congratulations.
Show me your black friend.
Yeah.
You know, like,
if you ask my black friends, they would probably say I was racist. And it's not because I'm
but
a
they
rain,
hang out with you.
But they, I love them. Like, yeah. I love those guys, and I hope that they love me. And we have this, like, relationship where, like, it's a rat-a-tat. And maybe, like, maybe sometimes I overstep my bounds and they acknowledge it and then I apologize. But there's never any situation where...
joking around.
Yeah, I'm just messing around. Which is
the
thing.
Say that, though, up north, they do not have any
black people. It's like, oh, congratulations.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
At least I have one. Like, you don't.
You
might not be racist, but you don't have any black
friends. And I don't
even
want to mention my black friends because I don't want to, like, use them like that.
Are they
going to
hate your outfit seeing it?
Oh, I mean, like, I've been saying some shit to them the last few days, and they're just like, oh, you're dick riding Trump already.
A lot of black dudes
voted for Trump.
Switched.
And they're like,
not like Kamala.
Like, I saw this, like, liberal dipshit crying on TikTok and being like, I'm gonna be okay, but I can't say the same for all my black friends. I'm like, what do you think's gonna happen? Trump was doing better for the black community when he was in office.
People act like he wasn't president 4 years ago. Like, we don't know
what's gonna happen. Yeah.
Like, what happened to black people?
The only difference is that Trump's got his team now.
Oh, man. And I love his team.
I love his team.
RFK is gonna douche all the people doing dirty stuff to our health.
Mm.
All the people trying to make a... And
Fauci should go to prison. Yeah, I hate that bitch.
And you know what? People don't give us enough credit for not getting vaxxed.
Yeah.
You guys could eat one. You guys try to force it down our throat.
Yeah.
If you don't, they're like, we didn't force it. Okay, there's like stuff where it's like, get your vaccine.
You know what's funny?
Or else you can't do this, 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 and that.
You know what's funny? I was in Colorado skiing down the mountain. I am about 5,000 feet above the Earth's crest. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
And I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm dying. I finally see a lodge. I see a lodge. We're like, it's like a restaurant, and I'm sure they charge down the ass.
Can't go.
They say, where's your vax card? At the front. I say, all I need is some water, and they say, you can go over there. And I went, and I got water out of a water fountain on the side of the restaurant.
Yeah, the
and
then people I left. Who aren't so quick to forget what you guys did with the vaccine, they all voted for Trump.
Yeah, you guys can all eat
the vaccine
dicks.
Was insane, and you guys were wrong about it. There's proof that there's heart issues caused.
Oh,
from it.
I mean, there was like I saw article after article. It was all in the same video, but it was hilarious. It was like Fauci proves vaccine's 90% effective.
Mm-hmm.
Fauci says it's about 75% effective. Fauci thinks it's about 65%, yeah. And then it's getting down to like 35%, and then he's like, get the booster.
Yeah, but
get the booster.
Some of these guys have like 11
there's
shots.
There's some dumbass with 11 shots and probably like tendonitis or something. Yeah, I haven't gotten COVID since. And you know what also?
I got COVID like once or twice, and you know what? Every time I get it, I'm like, oh, I'm glad that's over. Now I won't get it for a while.
Yeah.
Natural vaxxer.
People will be like, hey, we have a great argument for this. Well, you just don't understand because nobody in your family was affected by it. My father almost died of COVID, and I would still not get a vax if
that
he was buried 6 feet
right.
under in the ground.
That's true.
I know that Dad would have thought the same exact
Dad,
thing.
Dad, before he got sick, this is what he said to me in a car ride. This thing's probably going to kill me, but I'm going to stick by this thing about not getting the vaccine.
Yes, sir. Yes,
said.
Sir.
He said,
and guess what, Jay Knight?
You know,
it didn't
I'm not
kill
getting
you.
This vaccine. It might not even be dangerous. I just don't like how they're treating it. And I might, this thing will probably kill me because of what I'm saying, but I want to change my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
And
I remember thinking about it when he was sick all the time. I was like, oh, God.
He's going to kill him.
He said that this thing was going to kill him.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I think that the government is corrupt, and the reason just
oh man, and when
say it
Elon
again.
Musk he bought Twitter for $40 billion, saved America. Thanks, Elon.
Thank you.
He might be number one patriot right now.
Elon Musk said, "You're going to come after me for ads, Disney," and he called the guy out. His name is Bob, the owner of Disney, and he said, "Fuck you." Like, Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. You're going to come after him for money? You think he needs your ads, Disney? Eat shit.
Elon Musk bought Twitter to save it, and he overpaid, and he lost money on it immediately, and he did not give a shit because he was just fighting for free speech.
Fighting for freedom.
He's an absolute
you guys
gangster. I had no opinions on Elon Musk, really, because he was kind of a middle of the aisle guy. He didn't do really anything.
Oh, I thought he was just like a weirdo. Maybe
he was weirdo.
Slightly
lately,
autistic.
He,
not that
like his, that. I think, main thing was that he has a trans, like, daughter or son.
Okay.
And he hated, like, he couldn't stand that they were what they did with the whole trans thing. That's when he really flipped the switch.
Okay, so. Even like, I mean, like, this is a great thing.
Like him and his child have a bad relationship because he's
there's
like,
a lot.
You
I'm not
going
to put this on the whole community because I really don't know. But there's a large portion of the community of trans or gay adults who grew up away, and they're looking at how America is forcing it on children now, and they're upset.
Yeah,
there's not any reason. Gay or straight, there's no reason that kids should be like succumb to that at such a young age. But
I
you
see
guys
a lot of people on social media who are gay who are pissed at the trans community because they're like, we were cool like 60 years ago. Like we could get married, we had no other problems, and now
we're in this
boat with
a big
the trans
bus.
Community and everyone's pissed off about the trans, and so now they're back mad at the gays again.
Yeah, no, I mean they're added to the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
They're right there in the middle.
All right. So I was not a huge 2020 was cheated election. I don't know what your opinion were. I didn't think that they could do that. Look at this. This is a chart about how many votes were cast over the past.
Oh, there was like 200,000 more.
Nope, not 200,000. The Democrats got 15 million more votes last time.
Right.
Look at the charts. So, like,
this and is like, what they
20. This is 2016. That's 2012. This one goes back to normal, and there's this giant jump.
15 million. I mean, look at the numbers.
Kerry, 59 million. Obama, 70 million. Obama, 66 million. Clinton, 66 million. Biden, 81.3 million. Harris, 66.4 million.
Dumbasses.
Right, it goes doop, doop.
Dude, did you not, like, remember? Like, we went to sleep the 2020 election, and there the NASDAQ went up 1,500 points overnight. Joe Biden just all of a sudden went from, like, there's a way that stocks work, and, like, I'm sure the election is a lot like that because it's pretty much 50-50. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, there's just, like, this, like, mail-in ballot or whatever where Joe Biden spiked straight up.
Then I know Stacey Abrams was going around and getting communities to vote. 15 million votes. I bet she got, like, a couple hundred thousand. You know, like, half those 15 million. You know who's actually one of the superstars of this election? Did you hear about the Amish guy?
This guy in Philadelphia. 120,000.
Got 120 Amish people to register to vote.
You know what they Amish did? They wrote it on a billboard in their own language. It's like the language of old that the Amish used. And it said, vote for Trump in their language. So it's this billboard that we don't understand. And it said, vote for Trump.
I saw a classic video when it said the Amish showing up to Trump's inauguration. And it was Aragorn. Yeah. And he's walking up to the hobbits. And they bow to him. And he goes, you will bow to no one. And then everyone bows to the hobbits.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to do the Amish.
Yeah, I mean, heck, dude, people are infuriated. The fact that you dipshit Democrats, oh, I'm happy. I'm happy as a snail. The only thing that I'm upset about is what you guys think of us.
Yeah.
I think that you guys are so stupid.
I don't think anything of you guys except for all the whining.
Just a big bunch of whining pussies. Get a job. Yeah. Start at, like, actually, like assisting in the nation that you live in. If you don't have a job, this is what I think of every time I see some dipshit protesting at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday. Get a effing job, you loser. Congratulations. We live in a time where it is impossible to care about everybody's problems. You have to think of what your core values are and support those. My family, my religion, my friends. I have a large group, and I love them. I probably don't do it as best as I should. But you can't care about all these people. Like, I can't look on the social media and get enraged every time that somebody gets murdered. I'm, like, desensitized to the whole entire thing. Yeah. And they're just trying to, like, vamp it up. Like this is the most important thing. Oh, how am I supposed to go to work with all these problems in Hamas?
Yeah.
Well, you set your alarm for 7 a.m. and you wake the F up. Like, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. You guys are all just losers to me at this point. And I know some of y'all have jobs. I'm not saying that you're all losers.
Yeah, I just...
If you don't have a job and you've been protesting, guess what, loser?
Get a job.
Get a job. I'm glad we vented on this, and hopefully maybe we'll post it. Who knows? I mean, somebody on TikTok.
Because I've been laying off commenting on people, so it was nice to just get in here and bitch about them for a little bit.
I did like the bitch. I wish we could have, like, done it in a more cordial way, but listen, I was red hot.
You were the one who snapped.
I was red hot. I was red hot. I was like, I mean, I told John I was ready to do this pod, whatever, and he made me wait 2 hours, and I was just having arguments in my head for 2 hours.
Oh, that made you fume harder, huh?
Oh, man. I mean, like, it's just the fact that they think so little of us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main thing. Because I don't think little of them.
I don't think little of them.
I think they're wrong.
I think you're wrong, and that's it.
I don't think they're evil.
You put these titles on us that you have no business putting on.
And all you do is piss us off, and you get out the vote. You honestly got out the vote. You're the reason we won.
Thank you.
Because you pissed everyone
off.
What is,
like, the definition of having, like, a 0.01% of a community, and you encompass the whole entire community off of that 0.01%.
Well, there,
it's not racism because it's not based off of race or like.
What do you mean? Oh, so like that they are. Oh, well, I know what you're saying.
So they're stereotyping. Stereotype, whatever. So I don't think that's the right term. I would think, I would hope there would be a better term for
generalizing.
Maybe. So anyways,
they're
like,
taking the worst. Because I'll
the
tell
worst
this,
of the smallest amount of us. There's definitely Nazis or racist
yeah,
or something.
If you're not, there's no Nazi. Actually, I don't
there's
know.
Nazis. There's Nazis.
No,
I'm sure
I was
there's Nazis.
Say there's no Nazi who voted for Kamala Harris. I would think if you're a Nazi, you probably
voted
for
Donald
Trump.
Yeah.
But then again, Trump has been the most pro-Israel candidate we've ever had. So if a Nazi is someone who hates the Jews, then...
It's a tough order.
Yeah, that's like, well, Trump's
not
very
good at
that. Do I
give up on this part?
Trump put the capital of Israel in Jerusalem, which everyone was talking about, but they were scared to do it. He did it in one day. That's a huge pro-Israel move. I guarantee he ends this war super fast if it's not already ended.
Hell,
he said he's going to end the war in Ukraine before he gets into office. I kind of believe him on this
shit. I completely believe him. Until he proves me wrong.
Yeah.
And listen, I would like to go into these 4 years with a idea that I will look at Trump in a judgmental way until he proves us wrong. And I would like liberals to look at it in a way that at least like have some shred of hope.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah,
don't
yeah.
look at it with like this like these this microscope that he's coming after women, he's coming after black people. I saw this video of this black girl being like, y'all, I'm afraid to go to sleep because I might wake up in the morning and be a slave. And I was like, what?
Bro,
how can you possibly believe that?
They have
the media has
them.
Ruined people. Yeah, like, the media has ruined people.
How do you believe
and
that?
Guess what? I know what you're thinking. You big dumb bitch. You think that we're speaking just spooling shit out of our ass. But guess what? Somebody's got to be wrong, and it ain't me. So just shut the hell up.
I also hope all the people from January 6th get acquitted.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like,
you also,
I don't think if they're in jail still for what they did, like, I don't understand. They should
do
a freaking investigation,
people.
And they should be like, nah, the CIA caused this violence, and also we didn't give them the protection we need. We should just quit these guys. What did they do? They
yeah, shoot the first two guys that went across the... That's what should have happened. Some two dudes were climbing over the gate. You shoot both of them.
No. I mean,
no.
I don't think... Like,
I think so.
What did they do that was so bad?
There is no reason that they should have gone as far as they did.
They should have shot.
They
should have had more security.
Nah,
I think
you should have shot two of them.
That's insane.
I think if you're climbing over the state capitol or whatever it was...
They killed one person.
Yeah, some girl who was like flying over there, right?
Who was
some girl got shot like through a door.
Yeah.
It's like a blonde-haired girl.
They didn't.
Listen, you could have ended that pretty quick.
They just needed more
kill the first guy. The rest are scared.
Or they cause a riot and go nuts.
That's true.
So they didn't have enough guards.
Security.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
I don't think they
I hope the next 4 years
that
are beautiful.
That was 4 years ago. I don't know when they some of them went
I
to
hope
jail.
Everyone thrives in the next 4 years, but I promise you this. If you guys
I hope
start
you thrive,
saying,
and then I hope you don't bitch about it.
No, because this is what's going to happen. your pockets will be full. You'll be blessed. You'll have low taxes, low gas. Your groceries will be cheaper than they've ever been. And then you'll say, well, it's because of the state that the economy was in. When Joe
Nobody,
Biden went into it,
they
eat
all,
dicks. The only reason Trump's economy was so bad is because you idiots dropped the coronavirus, put it on our country, and ruined his last 4 months of presidency.
Yeah. Also, they talk about how good the economy is right now. The economy is only as
what
good
jobs?
As
They're like, oh,
we made
so many jobs.
That shit up. That came out that they some of the jobs were inflated, and then there was some.
The most jobs you've ever seen.
The economy is only as good as people perceive it, and with how high groceries are, no one thinks that they're in a good economy.
No.
You know, I understand that the stock market's up.
At least the vast majority.
But if you can't afford to live, if rent's up, mortgages are high, and food's high,
what,
and that's what
invest
you pay
in
for
stocks?
Every month, Yeah, you don't have enough money to invest.
Well, the stock market's up. I have no money.
Our dollar goes way less far than it used to.
Yeah.
When we were under Trump, I had money.
I had money.
That was just
still got it. Whatever. But it cost me a hell of a lot. I mean, I'll buy 5 items at Publix, and it'll say $46, and I'll say, wow.
Your machine's messed up.
And guess what? I'll pay it, but some people don't have that privilege.
I mean, I think the economy sucks right now.
I think it sucks, and I hope Trump makes it better. But I'm
really
gonna,
optimistic.
And I'm going to go into it in a biased way, which is how everybody should look at their president. You should judge him off of his actions. What did Joe Biden do? The only thing you guys told us about the last 4 years is how bad Trump was. You guys never mentioned anything that Joe Biden did, but like you hide his faults. You praise Kamala for being a woman, and then you just belittle Trump to a point that everyone thinks you are so effing stupid because you can't prove any of this. You say 3 adjectives: Nazi, bigot, blah blah blah, idiot. I mean, I just can't understand how like they're brainwashing you, dog. And if you don't believe me, anything, I'm brainwashing.
People are coming out of the brainwash, because what I noticed this time with Trump is people were way more likely to say that they liked him than last time.
Yeah,
you know, we've gotten like Elon Musk, for instance, Joe Rogan. That's a big one. I don't listen to Joe Rogan that often, but he's really popular. He's, I think, in the most popular podcast, and he was a Bernie guy. But you guys have gone too far, and now everybody hates you.
And I've liked Trump since his first. Since he first became candidate for Republican Party. This is the first time I've ever worn a MAGA hat. You know why? Because you guys are...
You scare us.
You guys are just like, I don't want to deal with all of you freaking psychopaths that, you know what? This is my America now, and I hope that everybody enjoys it. I hope every race, color, creed enjoys it as much as I do, because I'm telling you this, people. We're going to be better off. And if we're not, I will personally apologize to every single one of you. And if you're one of my family members or family friends and you think that my opinion is wrong, congratulations. Don't think that you have to tell me about it.
Yeah.
Because guess what? This is a debate. Nobody really cares. Nobody wants to change their mind. You're too freaking dumb. I would hope that at some point that, like, I bet at some point Dad has voted Democrat.
No.
I bet Dad has voted like a Jimmy Carter or something like
No. Dad hates Jimmy Carter.
I don't want to put it on him. Okay, not Jimmy Carter, but I'm saying like I would like to be in a state of mind where it's not like Republican or Democrat, but policies.
Yeah.
Like that's the main thing that should matter is policies. But you guys are just so freaking worried about the smallest portion of what matters that you don't even matter. You worry about the 0.05%. Congratulations, dipshits. Have fun getting the transgenders to win you the popular vote.
Yeah, that's
there's
it.
Not a
the
lot
problem
of them.
Is they go all in on shit that not many people are.
There's
fans
only
of.
Like there's only
not
like,
many people care about the transgender thing. Not many people.
And not only do we not care, we just don't care. Like, I mean, I don't like. There's not ever going to be a time when a transgender is walking past me on the street, and I'm going to be like, you're a man!
But
like, I don't care that much.
On the fence do not care about that stuff. And so to be pushing it, you're just pushing people away.
Yeah!
And to be pushing it about all other kind of stuff similar to that. A lot of people are pro-Israel. I think they were very bad in their handling of that. But they just ran a terrible campaign. No, America is very pro-Israel. One of our best allies. So to be wishy-washy on your alliance to them, people were
bad news bears.
What we had to do was give Israel what they needed to go in there and cream. If you're gonna take a bunch of hostages now, over a year ago, and they still have hostages, you go and you get those effing hostages back. I don't care what it takes. That's like if there was a Hamas-esque group in America that we could not control, and it was a big, like a cartel or whatever that kind of ran America, and we blew up Russia, or we attacked Russia because they controlled it, then whatever Russia brought upon us, unfortunately, that's how it goes. Like, you know that when you're living there. You right. know that, oh, well, shit, we couldn't control our country, and now our country did this stupid move, and now we're in trouble because of it.
Also, NATO, how much money have we given to Ukraine?
So much more than anyone, and we aren't even over there.
We don't. They share borders.
Yeah,
they share borders.
Europe should be doing at least half that.
At least.
I mean, they have so many countries.
It would be a bold ass MF unless it's nuclear warfare.
How come it's always America that is like responsible for everything?
Why? It's because
we're the oldest sibling, but. We're the youngest one.
Yeah.
We're new to the party.
You idiots.
Oh, man. We actually turned 250 years old during Trump's presidency.
Yeah.
And he announced a huge year-long party.
Ooh.
And he's opening up a fair in Iowa that you can go to for... Oh, man, he's gonna...
I love the Trump dance. He's just such a special guy.
This will be perfect for my clip. I wonder if I can even turn it into a GIF.
All right, I'm done talking politics. Listen... If you're on the left, I think you're dumb as shit, but I still love you. If I'm wrong in this whole entire thing, I mean, that's fine with me. I'm sorry if I was. I have my opinion. You have yours. We're not going to change each other's mind. That's clear, obviously. Let's just try and live together. I mean, stop doing all this dumb shit on Facebook. Stop doing all this stuff where you're just like, you're subtly pointing the finger and acting like nobody notices.
And making a fool of yourself.
You're making,
like, we see all your nasty subtweets that, in some cases, some of you are directing them directly at us.
Because we know who you are.
We know you're only conservative Christian friends.
We've only loved you this whole entire time. And it's funny that you'll accept our graces to our face and then you'll shit on us behind our back. So either pick one. Yeah. And I hope
it's a shame you're letting this control your personality and ruin it, because we did not do that the last 4 years.
We did not do that. We never speak for myself, but most of our...
I didn't do that, and I thought Biden was one of the worst presidents in the United States history. He was a bag of dust for like 3/4 of it, and you guys lied to us, and... He was controlled like a puppet by the rest of the left and all the other people, the government that is corrupt. And you guys still haven't kicked him out. And I just smiled about it and worked. And
Smiled about it and worked. I worked the whole entire presidency.
I'll even tell you this. Because of my age, some of my best career years were during probably Biden's president more than Trump's. But that's just because of how I've advanced.
Progressed.
I don't think it's because of the economy at all. And... In some cases, they talk about Kamala was doing this first-time homebuyer thing. That's right up our alley.
I love it. Could have been great for us. Hell.
But I don't vote based off what's just good for me. I think it's not...
Based off what's good for the country.
I love this country. And it used to be, when I was growing up, everybody loved this country. Now, if you see someone waving an American flag t-shirt...
Frowned upon. I've never felt more like a patriot than... Tuesday morning, or whatever it was, Tuesday or Wednesday.
You will not put, if you have an American flag on your house, you're like, that is a Republican. Because the liberals and left and Democrats do not love...
You guys are like acting like you should be embarrassed of your country. Be proud of your country.
Yeah,
and let's make it better as a group and not be divided in a way that you guys are picking all of these... problems that nobody really cares about, and you're dying on that hill.
We might not be number one anymore, but we're damn near close, and we very well could be if you guys would just put a smile on
and just shut the hell up. And also, if you listen to this video and you think, oh wow, look at what Jay and Michelle have done to their sons, this is my personal opinion. Anything that I've learned outside of my parents, they've given me their opinions, I've learned this stuff on my own, so
certainly
I don't want to hear any bullshit like, oh, geez, look at what happened. They have 4 beautiful kids. I am the worst of all 4 of us, and I am doing freaking great. So if you want to worry about me, call me at 8 to 4 p.m., because I'll be working, unlike you, you piece of shit. All right. God bless America. God bless Trump's America. God bless every single individual.
And God bless the troops.
God bless the troops.
God bless the blacks.
God bless the Asians. God bless
Mexicans.
Mexicans.
God bless the trans. I'm praying.
The legal ones.
I'm praying for all you guys.
God bless the trans. Come on.
Not just all you trans. Everybody. The country. I pray this is the best thing that ever happened to
us. This is going to be the greatest 4 years you've ever seen in your whole entire life. Enjoy it.
It's going to be huge.
Keep on watching.